Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 13th of August. The International Air Transport Association announced a new partnership with SYNLAB to incorporate the company's extensive lab network into the IATA Travel Pass. This will enable airline passengers to access SYNLAB's COVID-19 testing services. It follows a successful pilot project for passengers testing in Colombia over the past few months. It allows passengers to locate authorized laboratories at departure locations to get tested as required by border and health authorities. After testing, SYNLAB will provide passengers with their certified test results directly through the IATA Travel Pass. The app checks the results against the IATA Travel Pass Registry of National Entry Requirements to produce an OK to travel status. SYNLAB has a network of more than 450 medical laboratories and over 1,600 sample collection points across 36 countries. Mexico's Riviera Nayarit is undergoing a boom. Beyond the myriad of hotel investments in the pipeline, the destination is also enhancing its Tepic International Airport, improving ground connection with two highways, debuting new attractions and more. One of the most anticipated new attractions is in Riviera Nayarit is Marias Islands, located about 100 kilometers off the coast of San Blas. The pristine archipelago made up of four islands was mostly uninhabited except for the Maria Madre Island, which until 2019 housed a prison. Since its closure, the facility has undergone extensive renovations to become an education center that promotes biodiversity conservation. The Mexican government is currently working to update regulations that will allow for sustainable touristic activities on the islands, which will both respect the native ecosystem and empower the local community. Excursions to the island, which take about 3 hours by boat from San Blas, are currently being developed. The Uganda Wildlife Authority has rolled out an online platform for all payments to enter into the Uganda National Park system in order to access services, products, and activities. Payment can be processed online using a Visa, MasterCard, and an American Express debit card for United States dollars and Uganda shilling currencies. Other available payment options include direct payment at the bank, where the bank slip is then presented at the park gate for receipting, payment via point of sale, which includes a 0.75% surcharge at selected gates with access to internet and power, and payment via mobile money platforms for specific services. Today being Friday, here is the Not the Normal Travel News. And because it's Friday the 13th, here's a special one for you. The past year has been wild, so unexpected, but what could be worse? Zombies. How could you survive a zombie apocalypse? The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention weighed in on the subject, albeit tongue-in-cheek, but in the unlikely event of a zombie uprising, where do the living have the best chance of defending themselves? Inspired by the CDC's Zombie Preparedness 101 guide, the experts dug into the data graveyard to rank 2021's best US cities for surviving a zombie apocalypse. Now here's a tip. The best way to get rid of a zombie is decapitation. That means decapitate the zombie, not yourself. The ranking compared the 200 biggest US cities on 23 key indicators for zombie preparedness, from the share of the population in good physical health to the share of available homes with basements to hunting gear access. The safest place to be in the US during a zombie attack is Huntington Beach in California, with the worst city being Laredo, Texas. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.